This is St. Louis Public Radio. 5 years ago this month, the nonprofit legal advocacy group Arch City Defenders and its allies started their fight against what they viewed as the injustice of St. Louis's municipal courts. They filed the first of 7 federal lawsuits accusing cities of operating modern-day debtors' prisons. The suits demanded policy changes and financial payments. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, many of their clients are still waiting for relief a half decade later.
Keely Fant is 42, a single mom of 9. She calls herself fair and loving. She's trained as a certified nursing assistant. And over the last 20 years, she's cycled in and out of North County jails at least a dozen times. Ferguson was almost always among them.
Pretty much everywhere else, you know, you might be there less or whatever. But usually, I would always want to go to Ferguson first rather than last because that would be the longest ride.
Fant lost several jobs, a car, and an apartment to those stays in jail, which followed a familiar pattern. She'd be pulled over, usually for some kind of minor traffic violation. A computer check would reveal that she had a warrant out for her arrest from another small city because she couldn't pay the fines and fees from an earlier traffic stop. She'd be jailed until her family could raise enough money to get her out. In many cases, she says, the jails were filthy and freezing and the guards abusive. The region's use of its municipal courts had been under scrutiny since the August 2014 death of Michael Brown, says Arch City's executive director, Blake Strode.
We saw grassroots efforts, people taking to the streets, and that being a driver for change, but we thought that we had something to offer in terms of bringing some of this systemic litigation.
Fant heard about Arch City's efforts from a friend who had ridden the same municipal merry-go-round.
She was like, Keely, I met a lawyer, and he's meeting up at my house, and I really want you to come because I think he can help us or whatever. And I had warrants all over the place, and I was tired. I was like, you know, nothing beats a failure. I'm going to try this.
Fant would end up being a part of class action lawsuits against Ferguson and Jennings. They were filed on the same day, February 8, 2015. That's where the similarities end. Within 18 months, Jennings settled for nearly $5 million after what were described as substantial and adversarial negotiations. About 2,000 people who had been in the Jennings jail because of unpaid fines and fees got a check based on the number of days they were behind bars. The city also forgave all those fines and fees. With her settlement check of several thousand dollars, Fant could pay bills and buy and register a car.
Money is always good, but unveiling, you know, injustice, you know, things, that's way more important.
But Ferguson is fighting every step of the way, and other cities are following its lead. Fant's not surprised.
It was just too much wrong done. They were too comfortable in it.
Ferguson officials said they do not comment on ongoing litigation. The attorney who represented Jennings declined to say why the city settled so quickly. Like any defendant, cities are doing a cost-benefit analysis, says law professor Margot Schlanger. She's the founder and director of the Civil Rights Litigation Clearinghouse at the University of Michigan.
The question is, what's a judge going to make us do? What do we want to do? Are we going to win or lose if we go to the judge? How can we get the most control? How can we minimize our exposure?
But Schlanger says cities often forget about one important factor.
They are so convinced that they don't want to pay any money to the plaintiffs, that they forget that defending the lawsuit could be just as costly.
Exact figures for Ferguson, which has at various times been represented by 6 law firms, were not available. A 2016 contract with one of those firms, Lewis Rice, calls for its attorneys to represent the city in court for $265 an hour plus various expenses. The rate for civil rights litigation, however, is not listed and is likely higher. And as Strode points out, any number doesn't take into account the time and effort required of city officials.
When you have folks that have unquestionably been harmed who've received nothing, I don't know how you continue to justify that.
Strode is familiar with the complexities and delays of federal court, but he says the extended litigation has been hard on Fant and his other clients.
And in fact, one of our plaintiffs has died. She went to her grave without being able to see a resolution. And that's really heartbreaking.
The contrast between Jennings and Ferguson is bittersweet for Fant. But she says she's not going anywhere.
It can take 10 years. It can take 20 years. That's fine with me, as long as I know the injustice was done about the city of Ferguson.
I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.